Chapter 24. Hold on! Twilight Sparkle shouted over the roar of the worsening storm. Tempest may have been working against her and all Equestria this entire time, but there was no way Twilight could stand by and watch this happen to the other unicorn. The princess galloped over and reached her hoof out to her captor. Tempest's big aqua eyes searched Twilight's. Why are you saving me? Because this is what friends do! Twilight reached both hooves out to Tempest and yanked her back onto the balcony. The ponies tumbled to the surface with an unceremonious crash. By the time the two ponies picked themselves off the floor, the Storm King was back. He towered over them, pointing the staff directly at their terrified faces. But he was interrupted by a strange sound. A shrill shriek of excitement rang out. Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, and Spike came barreling through the air right toward the balcony. They knocked the staff out of the Storm King's claw, sending it clattering into the other room as they landed in an ungraceful heap. Every pony groaned in pain except Pinkie. She immediately sprang to her hooves and shouted triumphantly, "Bullseye!" "You all came back!" Twilight rushed over. She had never been so glad to see her friends. She began to replay in her mind the events that had led them here. "I'm so sorry. I was wrong to..." Pinkie gave her a sad smile.
"I'm sorry, too. Friends mess up sometimes, but we never should..."
"Make up later?"
Rainbow Dash flew over them in a panic.
"This isn't over!"
She gestured to the Storm King, who had scrambled inside the throne room. The staff was now lodged in the stained glass window. It was wildly out of control, sending even stronger zaps of lightning magic across the space. It shot a blast at the ceiling, and chunks of marble and stone began to shatter and fall around them. The ponies darted out of the way of the falling debris, permanent looks of horror and panic on their faces.
"I've got to get control of it!"
Twilight shouted, moving in closer. The strong winds whipped her mane around. Time was running out before her beloved Canterlot would crumble to dust.
"You've got this, Twilight!"
Pinkie shouted over the strengthening storm. Applejack nodded in support.
"No!"
Twilight puffed out her chest. "We've got this! Together!" Of course, the friends had always been stronger as a unit than individually. Now was no different. Twilight reached for Pinkie's hoof, and instantly the ponies were transformed into a powerful chain, swaying in the strong winds. The strength of Applejack's lasso tethered them to the ground. It was working. Now when she reached out her hoof, Twilight could almost reach the staff. "The staff belongs to me," the hairy beast bellowed as he scrambled over the stones. The window began to crack from the magical pressure, due to shatter at any second. "The power is mine!" The Storm King made one last sad attempt to seize the staff by hurling himself at the weakening glass. But the storm was way too strong. The glass shattered and sucked Twilight and the Storm King into the vortex of scary, violent winds.
"No!"
Pinkie Pie cried out in anguish for her friend. Twilight was gone. This couldn't be happening.